Amongst the people who are out there helping us stay healthy, and it's not just something that's happening in the coronavirus, and also doing their civic duty, are the many men and women who give us emergency medical services. For example, people who are paramedics and the like. They're so brave. However, they continue to, and we've heard about this for some time, but it seems to be increasing. They continue to fall victim to violent assaults and robbery while trying to save lives, which is, you know, just shocking that people are still doing things like this. Just this last weekend, some crews were attacked in Lavender Hill and in Philippi. There have been a good 12 attacks on ambulance crews since the start of this year. People are trying to help you. And it's important that we all listen to this, even if you aren't the person who did committed the crime, because being able to share what you've seen and what you've heard with the authorities may well help. The head of emergency medical services for the Western Cape Health Department joins me now. Dr. Shaheem De Vries, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you today?
Well, thanks, Refilwe. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, you know, under lockdown, things are getting, I'm sure, quite a bit more difficult for EMS staff. They may be coming under more pressure, and if they haven't already, they certainly will in coming weeks. What has been some of the response from the Western Cape Health Department to these attacks?
Thanks, Rafael. I think under the present circumstances, it's disheartening. We have over the last few weeks become acutely aware of our civic duty and our connectedness as South Africans. And this weekend, the crews, although we prepared for the risk that the work entailed, under the present conditions to be attacked at this stage and with the country on the brink of what it's about to step into, I think for many it was a bit hard to understand and accept.
How are the teams, how are they doing? I mean, mentally, there is so much that they expose themselves to by doing the medical work that they do before this disease came up. They will be exposed to risks if helping people under the cases of coronavirus. How do they stay motivated?
I think that's the big question. Both my team and the staff are trying to grapple with. No one knows what we're about to face, and what it's going to demand of people. At the moment, most of our activities are looking at preparedness. I can say, you know, like everyone else, the staff are anxious, fearful for their families and their safety. So we, you know, most of the efforts are trying to deal with that through preparing for what's coming. Yeah.
Dr. De Vries, are you aware in these 12 attacks if there are any similarities, what motivates them?
I think nothing in terms of why the attacks happen. Our understanding of that, how that happened, is as a result of opportunism. Our staff, like many in the community, are vulnerable. They are largely unprotected, and often not necessarily distracted, but necessarily so, as they attend to their patients. And under those conditions, it's very easy to fall victim to someone who's looking for an opportunity to get valuables. It's fueled mostly by the same things that fuel violence in our society. It's crime or poverty or the like. And so our staff are alert and aware to this. The last state was the crew were actually just driving out of Lavender Hill. As they were leaving, noticed a young man approach the vehicle with his hands hidden, and they knew something was up, sped away just as the attack was about to happen. So this is unfortunately a situation they're much accustomed to. And the hypervigilance on the part of the crew member is what prevented them from being seriously injured. But it's what's out there. I think the current context, it's more concerning, because as people become more fearful, as they become more angry, and as they become more desperate, one of the things unthinkable under this current context, but one of the things we do accept, maybe plan for, is the increase in attacks.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you when you say they are opportunistic attacks. I mean, I guess they're stealing equipment and the like, or is it personal effects of the staff? And are they targeted by any chance? So is it possible that they're targeted or ambushed with false call-outs?
So over the past 5-6 years, we've been dealing with this. That's also been one of the thoughts that we've come across. I must say, it does not appear to be a major theme.
Okay.
So what we do see is opportunism. Mostly staff are relieved of their cell phones, their wallets, any electronic devices. Very rarely we've seen medical equipment go missing or carried off. Mostly it's something of value and that can be sold.
Right. Is there any possibility of coordinating with the SAPS or other departments to provide security?
Yeah, so that's probably been the one big thing we've learned over the years and in dealing with safety, is the importance of collaboration, the importance of stakeholders. And we've had incredible support from SAPS and from the city itself, and from communities. And I think that's is the one thing we're banking on in terms of what we're about to face, is the strength of the community, their ability to support services and essential services and one another. And that's been incredibly heartening. So our approach to this is to reinvest in those, to call on the communities to support our staff, and to ensure their safety and the safety of the community themselves.
All right. Thank you so much to you. And indeed, when we see something, we must say something. Dr. Shaheem Defries, the head of emergency medical services of the Western Cape Health Department. These are members of your community that are being injured and attacked, much like you could be as well. Please do report anything that you might see that seems suspicious, particularly as these people try to save lives.